Sadvaitam Sadatam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Bhajam Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakha. Preaching is the essence. From translated from the Chinese saying, and it was this far statements, books are the basis, preaching is the essence, utility is the principle, purity is the force. Regularly printed on the Sankirtan newsletter, book distribution scores, which every week were sent to Srila Prabhupada. So Srila Prabhupada accepted that. And practically we see that Srila Prabhupada's own life was meant for that after getting the order from Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. Particularly after getting the order that you preach in the English language, that would be good for you and good for others. Then you can see that this energized Srila Prabhupada to start the Bhaktivedanta newspaper. Not that he was not engaged in preaching activities before that, but mostly as an assistant to his godbrothers. Anyway, preaching is the essence of this Krishna consciousness movement. Sometimes devotees think, well, I just like to sit and chant. But if someone, beginning with Srila Prabhupada, had gone out into the world, we wouldn't have had the opportunity to be in Krishna consciousness at all. So we should extend that to others, give that opportunity to others. Also, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself, Krishna himself comes, speaks Bhagavad Gita, that's preaching. He doesn't have to speak it. He can just leave it rotting in this material world. But he comes again and again. Yada yada hi dharmasya glanya bhavati bhavata bhutam adharmasya tadatmanam srijanaya dharma samsthapanarthaya sambhavami yugam. Again and again he comes in every age to re-establish the proper principles of dharma. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu comes to spread the Sankirtan. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Priti Vite Ache Jata Nagaradhi Ram Savatya Prachar Haideva Nam. My name will be preached in every town and village of the world. What does that mean? It means people have to go in every town and village and do that. Jare Deko Tariko Krishna Upadesh Amaranga Guru Hanakara Upadesh. That one should speak the instructions of Krishna to whoever one meets, whoever one sees, and in this way become a guru and save this land, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says. That was, he's first recorded as having said that in the area of Kurukshetra, which is just north from here. About 150 kilometers? 200 kilometers. More than 200 kilometers. Anyway, it's within this language area. How was Chaitanya Mahaprabhu preaching, going all over India when he just from Bengal? Is he speaking in Telugu? No. Maybe. He knows all languages, but Sanskrit was the main language. Sannyasis who would travel, they would stay with Brahman and have them speak Sanskrit. So, in this way. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came and he preached and he told others to preach. And Srila Prabhupada came out. He was quite comfortable in Vrindavan, but he wasn't content with sitting in Vrindavan very peacefully. He came out and preached under very difficult circumstances. No gentleman from India would like to live in such circumstances as Srila Prabhupada lived in New York. Not so much the material facilities, but the kind of people you have to deal with. Drunken people, and even the decent people were meat eaters, and crazy hippies that Srila Prabhupada tolerated so much to preach. Why did Srila Prabhupada do that? In one lecture he said, this was in 1966 in New York, he said, I'd like to be in Vrindavan. I'm very happy there. I don't really like this place, but I'm here. Why? Because it is my duty. My Guru Maharaj is on me. So, out of duty, Kripa Prasad, Surashinav, Lavanda Eitha, Srila Prabhupada used to quote, from Prahlad Maharaj, being my Guru made me, he accepted Kripa Prasad, he made me part of him. So, how can I give up my position of service to him, because he saved me from this difficult situation. So out of duty, gratefulness, duty, you may say, what duty? You can do whatever you like. You don't have to. But it is a duty. When we become blessed with Krishna consciousness, then we have a debt also. We have to try to and to do something. We've been given Krishna, which we can't repay that debt, because we can't give anything greater than Krishna. We can give Krishna to others in the parampara system. So out of gratefulness, out of duty, we accept that duty. We're not just taking the gift of Krishna consciousness and just enjoying it for ourselves, but we have to take up the preaching mission of gratefulness. And out of compassion, those who come to Krishna consciousness, they can understand how much better it is. It's unquestionably better than anything else. That Maya offers the conditioned souls unlimited opportunities to engage their senses with the sense objects in this material world, grossly and subtly, but the result is always simply suffering. This endeavor to enjoy the senses, simply suffering. Simply because of suffering. Therefore, an intelligent person doesn't take part in it. So, an intelligent person attempts to become spiritually advanced. But even in terms of spiritual advancement, what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has given, there's no comparison. In spiritual life, there are levels also. Generally, it's misunderstood that spiritual perfection means to merge into a nirvishesh, unqualified in the sense of featureless is the word, featureless light. But beyond that is service to Krishna. Beyond that is service to Vishnu, Vaikuntha Loka. And beyond that is the service to Krishna in Goloka Vrindavan, and the topmost service, the topmost level is service to Radha and Krishna, the servants of Radha and Krishna. Gopi Bhatur, Gopi Bhatur, Pada Kamalaya, Dasa Dasa, servant of the servants, of the maintainer of the gopis, who is Krishna. So we've been given this opportunity. So, having some insight, even in the neophyte stage, we can experience how much better this Krishna consciousness is than anything the material world has to offer, or even anything spiritual. And seeing people not in Krishna consciousness, there should be some sense of compassion. We have to do something to try to help them, which is what Srila Prabhupada said, I did this out of my duty, but clearly yet with deep compassion for all the fallen conditioned souls. So this movement is meant for preaching Krishna consciousness. Sometimes it's misunderstood that it's just some other religious movement, some Hindu movement, but it's meant to save people and to save the whole society from deep darkness of ignorance. The present society is a very, very bad situation. And you'll find that more and more. Even here in Bhimavaram, which is, you could say, not touched so much by the effects of modern life or sinful life. Even Hyderabad is not as bad as Bombay or Bangalore or Delhi, Pune. And Bhimavaram, you would say, is quite a conservative place. But gradually, all the things will come. Already, you can see here, we were discussing yesterday, meat eating, which was uncommon, is now common. Fish production has become a major source of income in the district. West Godavari district. So already the signs are there. Gradually you'll get all these abortion clinics more and more. Already started, must be. And the mostly who goes to the abortion clinics, you'll find gradually it's the college girls like this. So it's a very bad situation. A lot of confusion in the world. No one is happy in everyone. That's another thing we were just discussing the other day, how it's quite common even for young people to have serious physical problems. We find young people with cancer, BP, high BP, just common. So people are unhappy, so we want to give them Krishna consciousness to make them happy, to save them from this horrible condition. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he used to criticize very strongly this idea that you set up a mat and you just do bhajan and you collect some rice and you live like this. He criticized this very strongly. We're not meant for that. We're meant for preaching. When that marble temple was constructed for the Gauriya Math in Bagh Bazar in Calcutta, that was a major step forward for the Gauriya Math. Overnight it went from being just some kind of movement in a rented house in North Calcutta, that time Uttarindi was North Calcutta, now it's North Central because the city's grown so much, to a very prestigious institution with that very costly temple in the heart of the city, on the bank of the Ganga. But Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur saw that some of his disciples were squabbling over who would get which room. And he said, better we just dismantle the whole temple, sell the marble and use it for printing books. Use the money for printing books. He thought that. And at the time of opening the temple, he said that the real temples we need are temples of books. We should establish understanding in the books. So Prabhupada also, Srila Prabhupada, he promoted preaching. He wanted temples, but as preaching centers, not just lifeless. You go in the temple and you've seen some of the temples in South India especially, you go and no one goes and They're all full of cobwebs and bats are flying around in them. So what's the or even new temple, we see so many new beautiful temples built in Gujarat, these Swaminarayan temples. No one knows. They're beautiful, but there's no activity, there's no life. So no one wants to go there. So temples, if they help the preaching, all well and good. Otherwise, there's no need, actually. Because the Yuga Dharma is Harinam. That can be spread everywhere. We can encourage people to do in their homes also. The temples are for preaching. That is the idea. That's why our temples, they're supposed to be different from other temples. Not just that we have some rituals, but that people who come, they should get some spiritual benefit. They can take a book. Or there's this tradition that people, before leaving the temple, they'll sit down. So often you'll see people, they'll sit down and within half a second they'll get up and leave. But the idea is they should sit and hear something and learn something. But now it's just a ritual. They sit down and get up, that's all. So the priests also in the temples, they're supposed to be learned in Shastra so that they can convey that to others. So, some of them are learned in Shastra, those who study at TTV, in Tirupati, they train archakas, and they train them in Shastra. And at least at Simhachalam, I saw the priests, part of their job description is they have to study Shastra. They have to sit and study for some time each day. But that should be not only for one's own benefit, but one should explain them to others also. So, in our temples, people come for darshan, but we should encourage them, come, sit, listen. And Srila Prabhupada also wanted in every temple there would be diorama exhibitions, so people can see the philosophy of Bhagavad Gita. People who come, they can see. You know, they have the changing bodies exhibit and the Vishwarupa exhibit, different dioramas can be there to give. The whole idea is to give spiritual education. So that is the essence of our life. We should always be concerned how to spread Krishna consciousness. Spread Krishna consciousness means that, of course, we want to engage people in chanting Hare Krishna, but they should understand also. Otherwise, you see, they're even completely bogus people whose followers they chant the holy names. We find that this Baba, who people claimed he was God, he spent the last few years of his life in a wheelchair. We never heard of the wheelchair avatar. So his followers, there's nothing to follow. Anyway, there's no given any rules or regulations. But they also chant. So we don't want people just to chant the holy names. They should understand what are the teachings of Bhagavad Gita, what are the teachings of Srimad Bhagavatam. Otherwise, even chanting, it won't help us very much if we have a wrong understanding. If we're chanting Govinda, but we think that Govinda is some person who's pretending to be Bhagavan, forgetting the real Govinda, then that chanting, that's not aradhana, that's worship. That's not aradhana, that becomes aparadhana to the actual Govinda. Just the opposite. So people should understand, who are we, who is Krishna, what is our relationship with Krishna, how to properly execute devotional service. So preaching means to give this understanding by which people's whole approach to life will change. Because people's whole approach to life is how I can enjoy this material world. Ishvaro hamaham bhumi. And the actual reality by which we can be happy is jivesu rupoi krishna nittadas. I'm the eternal servant of Krishna. So preaching means to give this understanding. Some people may change their lives fully in this lifetime, take up Krishna consciousness very seriously. But not everyone, we can't expect that everyone will do, but at least give people some idea. Give people these books, give people this knowledge. So this moment is meant for that. Preaching means to be busy. It's not going to happen just by saying it one time. Then everyone will say, okay, all right, yes. Repeatedly. It has to be said, then people will gradually understand. So preaching means distributing books, writing books, speaking the message from the books, establishing temples for preaching, diorama exhibitions, going out in the public, chanting the holy name, so many things. Making films can be done. So many things can be done for spreading Krishna consciousness. That is called preaching. Preaching is the essence.